none but the hungry heart. 6:22. Truth triumphant. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. John 18:37. Charismatic Arminianism's experience omits truth. Covenant Calvinism's legality chokes truth. Cross-centered Christianity's Christ life is truth. Greater zeal for the salvation of sinners and the amelioration of the condition of mankind never was more manifested than at present. That is 1850. This is ground of rejoicing to all the friends of the gospel. But there is one unhappy symptom of the present times with respect to Christianity. Zeal for the purity of divine truth has not kept pace with zeal for the salvation of sinners. The semblance of love which does not maintain the truth, but accommodates itself to that which is not the truth, is not love, according to God. In the last days, the test of truth is the maintenance of the truth. God would have us love one another, but the Holy Spirit, by whose power we receive the divine nature, and who pours the love of God into our hearts, is the Spirit of truth, and his office is to glorify Christ. Therefore it is impossible that a love which can put up with a doctrine that falsified Christ, or which is indifferent to anything that concerns his glory, can be of the Holy Spirit. Still less so, if such indifference be set up as a proof of that love. In all things commending ourselves as the ministers of God by the word of truth. 2 Corinthians 6:4-7.